Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
My name is Ava. I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, host of Shedding Shackles. Roland, you've been a host of Shedding Shackles for over 30 years.
Actually, this is my 35th year on the air.
Wow. For the benefit of new listeners, can you tell us what Shedding Shackles is all about?
Sure, I'd be glad to. What I discovered is that everywhere people are under pressure, work pressure, study pressure, grade pressure, performance pressure. Yeah, maybe we function, but it's out of obligation or out of resentment or to get over with. To be truly free, to love others, to be more forgiving, to have patience for other people, to be truly free means not to respond to pressure. At Shedding Shackles, we show people how not to respond to pressure. It's that simple. That's what we're all about.
Thanks, Roland.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Check With Your Intuition. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I'm going to do what I always do. I'm going to turn the microphone on and begin to talk. And I've often begun my programs by saying what I just said. The reason for that is I want you to know that I haven't pre-planned what I'm going to say. I want it to be spontaneous. And one of the most difficult things I have when I'm going to make a program to do is to set aside all of those thoughts that came to my mind before that I started the program. I can't trust those thoughts. And so-called good ideas seeking to suggest where my program should be going. I'm not even sure where those ideas came from. You see, there's a true conscience, true inspiration, true intuition, true guidance, which is quiet. It's like a quiet knowing. Then there's a false conscience, which always misleads you. This false conscience is like a voice in the mind. So now we get to the crux of the matter. You have to learn to differentiate between your true conscience and the false one. It can be very subtle. The false conscience seems like you, especially when it tells you the things that you want to hear. And thinking that it is you and thinking that it's your very own ideas, you follow them. And they always betray you. They always mislead you. It's like a shadow. You've heard the term the shadow government? Well, it's like the shadow government. That voice that talks to you in your mind is the belier. On the other hand, the true conscience is quiet. It's a quiet knowing. It's what you know in your heart wordlessly. God rarely talks to us with words. Mostly he shines his light upon things, and we just see. So it's critically important, absolutely important, that you differentiate between the two. Maybe you remember the cartoon where Daffy Duck would be there, and there was an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other. And one would be saying one thing and one would be saying another thing. Well, that's the way it is. See, there are two dimensions, two spirits, two destinies that await. And the one that you believe, the one that you follow, will one of them will lead you to destruction. The other one leads you to all the good things. So now we come to the term, the still small voice. We all understand what that means. We know it's what you know in your heart. We know that it's good. We know that it's what you should be paying attention to. But here's the point I want to make. It's quiet. The word still in the expression means still, like in the still of the night. Remember the old song, in the still of the night? It means in the quiet, in the silence of the night. So the still small voice is quiet. It's just a quiet knowing by which you kind of know that you should sort of go this way or not go that way. It doesn't talk to you with words. There's a funny story that illustrates this point that I once heard. The story goes is that there was a man who was totally messed up. I mean, he was really messed up. And then one day, years later, he was walking down the street in the financial district. He had on a beautiful suit and shiny shoes. He was carrying a laptop, and he had a copy of the Wall Street Journal, and he looked very prosperous. And somebody who had known him years before said, Joe, is that you? And Joe said, yeah. And the guy said, wow, you used to be so messed up. What happened? And Joe said, well, I found God. And the guy said, you found God, but how did you know it was him? And Joe said, he's the only one that didn't talk to me. So you get the idea. Your true conscience, your true intuition, your true inspiration, your true lodestar is quiet. It's silent. It's a quiet knowing. And that is what you must learn to detect and what you must look for and become close to and move from and trust. It doesn't talk to you. It's quiet. It's what you know in your heart.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851.
All right, so I want you to understand it's quiet. It's silent. It doesn't talk to you. It's quiet. It's what you know in your heart. And another way of talking about this quiet knowing, this silent knowing, is like light. It shines a light on something, and you see in that light. And the light makes it clear. God rarely talks to us with words. Mostly he shines his light upon things, making things clear, and delicately guiding you to safety and to fulfillment and to all the good things that he has planned for you. In fact, you can see how we can be led into a daydream that can become a nightmare, in little moments of the day when you find yourself drifting away with the daydream, or drifting away with remembering something that happened in the past, or drifting away with worry, floating away. And all you have to do to snap out of it is to come back to reality, come back to the moment, sit quietly, hear the sounds in the room, experience the now present, where God is, where conscience is, where what you know in your heart is, where God's light is, instead of escaping into artificial constructs of the imagination. The light shines upon things, and that's all you need to do is see in that light. Now, what we do, the first mistake we make, is we become upset. Now, you couldn't help it when you were a little child. How many times have I said this? But I'm going to say it again. I need to keep saying it until you get it. And I've said it so many times. When you were a little child, you became upset. People upset you. And when you become upset, the emotion rises and it out overpowers your intuition. The still small voice, what you know in your heart. It overpowers it. And you sort of forget about what you know in your heart. An extreme example is when you become angry. When you become really angry at somebody, you forget about what you know in your heart. And then you say things that later on you wish you hadn't said because you were driven by the emotions which overpowered what you knew in your heart. You see? Another example is when you become very resentful about something, very resentful, and then you sulk and you pout. And when you're in that state, you can't be positive. You can pretend to be, but you just can't until it wears off. See, eventually it'll wear off, and then, you know, you can be positive again and joy can return. And the anger, when the anger wears off, then reason can come to bear, and so on and so forth. So you can see why we shouldn't become angry. We shouldn't become upset. We shouldn't become resentful See? And the same with excitement. When you get a bunch of kids together, teenagers, they get all excited, then there's some kind of an excitement. And then they sometimes do something dumb. If they hadn't been all emotional and excited, they wouldn't have done it. So it's very simple. You got the idea. No one has to tell you what I just said, but I'm just reminding you so that you can see the advantage to being calm. Because when you're calm, you have easier access to what you know in your heart, to your intuition, to common sense, to wisdom, to understanding, to love. See, they're all the same thing. You have access to them when you are calmed down. Now, the other thing that blocks you from your intuition is pride, see, and ambition. When you want something so much that you set aside your common sense, see, when you want something so much, you set aside what's right. So you forget about principle, and then you reach for something that you shouldn't be reaching for. You see what I mean? Whereas if you had been calm and you hadn't been, but the other thing is, see, we're weak. Yes, we are weak in our fallen condition. Look, in your fallen condition, even when you were a little tiny child, when you were 4 years old, you knew what was right. You knew it wasn't right to be angry at people and hate them. You knew you shouldn't steal things. You knew all that and more, much more, when you were 4 years old. All right, so you can know it again right now. You can know it again now. You can know it again now. You've forgotten it. People, I remember there was a story about a famous movie star. I can't think of his name now. He was a famous movie star. But anyway, it is said that at some point he went off with some other woman, is what they said. And then he was gone for a long time. And then one day he came back. And it was beautiful when he came back. Somehow it was like during that time when he was away from home and involved with his other person. How many of you have somehow gotten involved with somebody you shouldn't be involved with? And at the time, it seemed like a great idea. And then you did things that you never, ever, ever would have done if you hadn't been involved. So there's some kind of involvement, some kind of emotions, or some kind of a hypnosis. There's something going on, but whatever it is, it's not the still small voice within. It's not your intuition, see? And that involvement, it takes you so far away from what you know in your heart that you can totally forget about intuition, forget about principle, forget about your family, forget about anything decent and good. And you are single-mindedly pursuing something and you think it's great. You see the problem there. So again, you can become, so all of these alternative states of consciousness where you forget about what is right and you even are no longer yourself. You do things that are out of character. You get all caught up in something. Well, you need to return to what you know in your heart. And the way that can happen is when you wake up, like that movie star I talked about who left his family and went off with some other woman. All of a sudden, he woke up. He woke up, see? And it was all like a dream. And it turned out to be a bad dream. See, it was all like a bad dream.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
In the Bible, it talks about the years that the locusts have eaten. We've all had years the locusts have eaten. And always there was emotion involved. And always there was something that we were pursuing ambitiously, angrily, resentfully. We wanted to have our way. We were stubborn. We wanted to have what we wanted to have. And to heck with everybody else, including what's right and everything. But now we come back to that voice again that I began talking about in the mind. It's there egging you on, supporting you, comforting you. It's always there. That voice that talks to you in your mind is the belier. And it will always mislead you. It will always betray you. God rarely talks to us with words. Mostly he shines his light upon things, making things clear. That voice that talks to you in your mind is the belier. And somehow it's also a part of this dream in which we do dumb things and which becomes a nightmare. So you have to wake up and find your true lodestar, which is God's light, which you know is conscience, the still small voice, what you know in your heart. You have to refine it. Now, for a lot of us, we begin to refine it when we suddenly wake up. Sometimes when we hit rock bottom, or we're the movie star and we're off with some, or we don't have to be a movie star when you're off having an affair with somebody, and all of a sudden you wake up. What am I doing? See, you're all ambitiously caught up with something, and one day, you look, my family, they don't even know me anymore. My kids grew up. Where was I? Where was I when they were growing up? What was I doing? I was lost in this dream, this ambition.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Check out Roland's free resources at sheddingshackles.com.
Yeah, we really do have some great resources at Shedding Shackles. For example, did you know that you can listen to Shedding Shackles on your phone? That's right. All you have to do is you go to the website, sheddingshackles.com, and you'll see right there on the homepage where you can click, and it'll give you the phone number to call and listen to this program. It's streamed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's like an endless loop. There are many programs there, so you'll never hear the same program twice. It's a really great service. And I want to mention, because I keep forgetting to mention this, Jeremiah often mentions the listener call-in line where you can call and leave a question. But when you call that listener call-in line, you can also click on one of the numbers on your keypad and listen to the beautiful meditation. It helps you to get started with learning to sit quietly, to be still, to get out of your negative thoughts, to come back to reality, come back to common sense and what you know in your heart. All you have to do is call the listener call-in line number, 510-455-8851. Here it is again, so you can write it down. 510-455-8851. You can hear the meditation right there on your phone. You can do it right this moment and get started right now to a new life, walking with God instead of running away from God. See, it's falling into your thoughts and listening to that voice and drifting away with it and then doing what it tells you to do. That's what can lead to a person leaving home and going off and having an affair or doing something really dumb. It can be in a day also where you get lost in something on the internet and you get lost in it and the hours go by totally wasted. See what I mean? So to the extent that you can snap out, when you can really have the big wake-up call and say, oh my God, you know, the morning after the night before, what am I doing here? All right. But it can also be little wake-up calls. And the little wake-up calls are always there. Your conscience, it's still there. It's always been there. It pursues you. See, pursues you. Thank God he doesn't leave you. Well, he can, you know. But if he stays with you, he stays with you. It's a light, and it can wake you up again and again and again. And the simplest, most basic, see, it's falling into your thoughts and listening to that voice and drifting away with it and then doing what it tells you to do. That's what can lead to a person leaving home and going off and having an affair or doing something really dumb. So all I'm saying is, you must get back to the still small voice within, to what you know in your heart.
How can you obtain a sense of accomplishment in the new year? A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Accomplishment comes from doing the tasks that you know are right for you and right in God's eyes. New Year's resolutions can interfere with living properly in each moment. In order to gather momentum in your Christian faith, you must live by intuition, doing what is right in each moment, rather than pursuing a goal at all costs. As we begin a new year, take stock of where you are spiritually and where you need to improve. Are you remembering to keep depression at bay by counting the good things you have in your life? If not, find inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
You must get back to the still small voice within, to what you know in your heart. And watch those thoughts. See, the Desert Fathers were very good on this. The Desert Fathers, like the Philokalia. Some of you are familiar with the Philokalia, some of the writings of the Desert Fathers. They talked about watchfulness. You have to learn how to watch your thoughts. Question your thoughts. See, don't get lost in them. Don't drift away with thoughts. You know, like it's like falling into the river and floating down toward the rapids. You're better off sitting on the bank. Sitting on the bank and watching the river flow by. See what I mean? Than being in the water and drifting away. So those thoughts always want to take you away. And so what do? When you notice that you've gotten caught up in some thought, then just snap out of it and now watch it. And now you're no longer in the thought, you're outside of the thought, you're watching it. So you're the calm observer. In the grandstand of your mind, you watch things parade by. See, without falling into them, without getting caught up with them. And whenever something wants to get you caught up with it, you just notice it and you take a mental step back. And here comes somebody with some argument or trying to pull you into an argument. You just take a mental step back and you don't get involved. See? But it's especially important with those thoughts. And that's why the little Christian meditation helps. It helps teach you how to stand back and observe thoughts without falling into them. You want to be grounded in that. You want to walk in that inner light and be in the inner light and looking at things with the inner light shining upon them. God's light shines upon things. And then you see and you watch. The role of the soul is to be an observer in life. You watch people. You don't resent them. You don't hate them. In other words, you're patient with them. You're patient with people. And that's that patience is an expression of love in which you walk. The light in which you walk, the love in which you walk. See, it's good for them. It's good for you. See, it when you observe thoughts in that light, the light operates on those thoughts, and those thoughts flee like naughty schoolboys up to no good. And the door opens, and here's the principal standing. See, the teacher goes out of the room, leaves the kids all alone, and pretty soon there's all kinds of foolishness going on. And then the door opens up, and there's the principal, and everything quiets down. See? So watch things. Not only, see, it, and you will just subtle, you'll see the subtle misdirection, the subtle twist, the subtle support that is supporting something that's not right, the subtle trying to take credit for something. See, you have an insight, you see something nice, and then it comes along and tries to take credit for it. Or you have a good thought, and then it doubts it. It's there with a doubt thought. See, it's always there with doubts. It doesn't want you to come to God. It doesn't want you to try the little Christian meditation. It doesn't want you to become still, see, so that you can commune with God. It doesn't want you to see what it's up to, see. It doesn't even want you to see that it's there, and when it's there, it wants you to think that it's you and you're it, and then it misdirects you and misleads you. So it's way beyond what your puny little self can handle. You need God's help, and it's always there. It's His light. It was there in the beginning when you were a little child. It was already there, and it's always been there, and you must walk in that light. When you fall away from it, you'll see that you fell away from it. You'll see in the light that you fell away, and you're back in the light again. It's that simple. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo,